Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the last weekly guitar meeting episode at Zika's Guitars for 2025. We will be back in 2026. First of all, thanks to all of you for your support and that you keep watching these weekly guitar meetings. I think it's a very good way to be or to stay connected to you and to our audience, which is very important for us. And of course, we can talk about the guitars, the sound, the decorations, and everything related to the guitars. And of course, Merry Christmas to all of you. I hope you had a good time. But before we start with the weekly guitar meeting of this week, we have something huge to announce. The winner of this guitar, Zika's Luthiers Recital Cedar model, which has been signed by Anna Vidovic. And now is the moment to announce the winner. And we will announce the winner by coincidence digitally. Let's go for it. Okay. So the comments are still loading. I mean, I personally didn't expect that amount of comments. More than 1,900. But it's just beautiful. And also the reason why so many people like certain classical guitar pieces were super interesting. Well, we are getting close to the winner. So we have had 1,903 comments. Let's pick the winner. Okay. So, first of all, congratulations to this user. So interesting to read why people love certain pieces and they connect some memories with the pieces. It's not only about the technical aspects of a piece or the melody. Some pieces are connected with the memory of some people and what they have experienced in the past. And as I said, we will contact you directly in the comments and you have to send us an email to info@zikasguitars.com and we will explain to you the further process. Well, and let's start with the weekly guitar meeting of this week. And the first guitar of this week's weekly guitar meeting is made by the Belgian guitar luthier Christophe Meus. I like his guitars because, first of all, he is building different models. He has lattice-braced guitars and also traditionally built guitars. And this guitar has a traditional top construction. I think what I love about his guitars is the forward-going tone. It gives me the feeling that his guitars are very loud and they are at the same time well balanced. You know, the loud sound doesn't sacrifice the quality of the tone and the balance. And this is a very special point about Christophe Meus guitars. And this guitar is brand new. It has the number 38. It has a 64 centimeter scale. It's also super light. It comes obviously with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's very light. I mean, you can check also the weight of the guitar on our website. And so I expect again a very responsive sound and a very well resonating guitar corpus. Let's see. Christophe Meus guitars never disappoint me. Never. Every time when I play a few notes on his guitars, I'm impressed. colorful. Very well separated also. And also, listen to the dynamic range. If you play super piano, the whole sound, the sound spectrum is still there. And if you get louder, the guitar gives you that headroom and that loudness without being overdriven. I'm not sure if the microphones can handle the loudness, but the guitar can do it definitely. It's like you have a sound in your head that you want to implement into this guitar, that you want to bring out of this guitar, and the guitar does exactly what you have imagined. Guitar made by Christoph Meus from 2025, and let me know your thoughts as usual on the sound of this guitar, and let's move to the next one. And the next guitar is made by one of the most famous Spanish guitar makers, Antonio Marin Montero. And as you might know, he is building classical guitars but also exceptional flamenco guitars like this. But I have to say, this guitar is like a hybrid guitar. It works also so good if you are playing classical guitar pieces on this instrument, because it has a mellow sound, it has still that sustain, but it has the comfort of a flamenco guitar. It has a, you know, punchy sound, and the action is slightly lower than the classical guitars. It's a very interesting instrument. And this guitar is from 2012. It comes with a spruce top and cypress back and sides, which is of course very common for a flamenco guitar. And it has the number 690. Well, let's play a few notes on it. A very good sustain. It's so interesting because you have the response of a flamenco guitar. So the tones come out super fast, but the sustain and the mellow sound reminds me on classical guitars, a classical guitar model. Very full-bodied and yeah, smooth tone. I really think both classical guitar pieces and flamenco pieces work on this guitar. I know actually many people or customers who are actually looking for these kind of guitars because they come maybe from the flamenco repertoire and they want to have a guitar which feels like a flamenco guitar but which is still able to fulfill the needs or the demands of a classical guitar. This guitar does exactly what they wish or ask for. I'm very curious to know also your thoughts on the sound of this Antonio Maini Montero guitar. And let's move to the next instrument. So we stay in the flamenco guitar section, and I want to introduce to you another flamenco guitar, which is somehow slightly experimental. It's made by the Spanish guitar maker Vicente Carillo. And as you might know, he is building classical guitars, also double top guitars with Nomex. And this guitar is a flamenco model, but it has a lattice braced top. I would say half lattice. It's a 5 to 5. It comes also with a cedar top. So a flamenco guitar with a cedar top and lattice bracing, it's not that common, but I can tell you it sounds incredible. And this guitar is the Flamenca Blanca Cypress from 2025. Yeah, we have Cypress back and sides, which is a super high quality Cypress from Spain. Vicente Carillo said that he loves to use the Spanish Cypress since he thinks this is it has for him the highest quality. And yeah, what else to say? I will let the guitar speak. Thank you. First of all, I definitely hear that lettuce sound because, flamenco guitars, they usually don't have too many overtones. They sound very punchy and dry, and they respond very fast. And this guitar, you can hear a lot of overtones, which is very common for the lattice-braced guitars. And also a very long sustain. But the action of the guitar is very low, and it gives you that vibe or the feeling of a flamenco guitar. Also, the basses have that punchy and bright flamenco sound. But if you play classical pieces on it, you can get a super warm and mellow sound out of this guitar. And I mean the comfort. The comfort on this guitar is what you exactly expect from a flamenco guitar. Lower action, overall, a very comfortable feeling. A flamenco guitar, Flamenco Blanca, made by Vicente Carillo with a lattice braced top and cedar. And it works so well. Congratulations to him for this innovation, I would say. And let's move to the next guitar, which is also a flamenco guitar made by Vicente Carillo, but slightly different. So I hope you are enjoying this week's weekly guitar meeting. As you know, this is the last video of this year, so we would be super happy if you leave a like, and maybe we can reach a very high number of likes on this video so that we have a lot of energy for the new year. And let's continue. The next guitar is also a Vicente Carillo guitar, a Flamenca Blanca model, Exotico. What does it mean? First of all, we have cypress back and sides, but as you can see, it looks slightly different than the usual cypress. First of all, it's the one of the highest quality cypress woods that you can find, and Vicente Carillo is using cypress from Spain because, in his opinion, this is the best Cypress for his guitars. But as you can see, it looks slightly different, and this is because the way of how Vicente Carrillo cut the cypress, and it's a different way of cutting the wood, and this is the result at the end, which looks for me so beautiful. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of how cypress looks, just because of my personal taste. I love more Brazilian rosewood. But this cypress looks amazing. It's incredible that just because of a different way of cutting the wood, it looks also different. And let's see how it sounds. Also, this flamenco guitar has very smooth tone, which reminds me of classical guitars. But again, the comfort is the feeling is like a flamenco guitar because of the lower action, the comfortable neck, shape of the neck, and also the fast response of the guitar. So it was a flamenco blanca guitar made by Vicente Carrillo with a super full body tone and exotico cypress back and sides, which looks just incredible. Wow. I think I have never seen a cypress like this. Beautiful. And let's move to the next guitar, which is also a Vicente Carrillo guitar, but a classical guitar model.
As the CEO of Sika Snootiers, I've been fortunate enough to hold thousands of the best guitars ever made. Over the years, they shaped my understanding of sound, craftsmanship, and what a concert instrument should feel like. With Sika Snootiers, I wanted to bring that experience into something new. Guitars that honors tradition while embracing innovation. Every instrument begins with purposeful design. Carefully selected tone woods, refined pressing patterns, and construction methods inspired by the finest guitars I've encountered. From our traditional, double top, and lattice model, each guitar reflects exceptional design. These are concert-level instruments. If you'd like to explore what we've created, you can discover our instrument through the link below.
And the next guitar made by the Spanish guitar maker Vicente Carrillo is, I think, his top of the line model, if I'm not wrong. It's the Maestro NX, so Nomex model, which is a double top guitar with Nomex core, and this is kind of collaboration between him and Gernot Wagner, one of the fathers of the double top guitar making in Germany. And this guitar is brand new from 2025. It comes with a cedar top and beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. No more talking, let's go straight away into the sound. loud, very responsive, mellow tone. This is what you expect from a flamenco, not flamenco, from a double top guitar. But you have at the same time a lot of colors, I have to say. So the guitar has kept its Spanish soul. Lovely. A very joyful guitar to play on. I feel very comfortable. I think in general, the Vicente Carrillo guitars are super comfortable to play on. And I mean, especially this guitar, because of the double top construction and Nomex, you can play it effortlessly. So the tones come out super fast. And the tones are also very pleasant because they are round and soft. They are pleasant if the guitar is in tune. Also very well balanced. So every tone has the same loudness, the intensity. So, a Vicente Carrillo Maestro and X Nomex model, brand new from 2025. And let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Let's move to the last guitar of this week. And it's the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is made by Heikki Rusu. And this time it's not a 10 or 13 strings guitar. It's a normal guitar, but not 100%. Normal or usual. So the name of this model is True Temperament Fretboard. And as you can see on some frets, they are not straight, but they have some little curves on the frets to sum up the goal of these frets in understandable words. At the end, the guitar will sound more in tune if you are playing pieces. I personally can hear a big difference when I'm playing some chords on this guitar and melodies. It feels like the intonation is more on point and precise compared to other guitars. But you can't judge it but by yourself when I'm playing a few tones on this guitar. And this instrument comes with cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's play. Sustain. It just sounds more in tune compared to other guitars. Incredible. Thank you. But apart from the intonation, incredible intonation of this guitar, the sound is super beautiful. It's round and warm, mellow, and it's very well balanced. So you hear the same loudness on every string and in every position. Lovely. Wow. A guitar made by Heikki Rusu through temperament fretboard, which helps the intonation of the guitar. And apart from this, I love the sound. It's my type of taste, let's say. And it was also the last guitar of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. And I'm looking very forward to the new year and to the new guitars, to the new weekly guitar meetings, and also more content that we are going to produce for you on our YouTube channel. All the best for the new year. Have a good time and see you soon.